You're listening to Bass Fan Radio.
Hi, welcome to Bass Fan Radio. This is John Storm. I'm your host, and today we're going to talk with Brian Thrift of Shelby, North Carolina. And a lot of bass fans know that Brian is a pretty darn hot angler. He's in his third year right now. He came out strong. His rookie season in 07 finished second at the season opener at Travis, then fifth at the Forest Wood Cup in his rookie season. And he's already up to 15th in the world in the Bass Fan World Rankings now. And Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. Great to have you on the line.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And one thing I wanted to ask you right away, Brian, is, you know, here you're going into your third year, but when you think back to when you started, did you think you would have this much success on the tour right away, or were you somewhat nervous and not sure whether you belonged?
I was real nervous the first year, but getting off to a good start in that first tournament and finishing second, that kind of got me feeling like, you know, I can compete and do well, and as long as I just stay out there and practice daylight to dark every day and try my best, I can do good.
Yeah, and then you finished 57th immediately after that second, and then another top 10 at Lake Norman, so you really came out strong.
Yeah, I had a real good year that first year, and the second year wasn't too bad. I opened with a top 10 at Lake Toho last year.
Yep, that's
and
right.
And so far this year, I've had two top 25s. So.
Yep. Yeah, 24th at Gunnersville and 25th at Table Rock Lake. Can you talk about that a minute? Were those both pre-spawn bites for you? Is that something you're pretty strong on?
Yeah, both of those tournaments were, I was catching pre-spawn fish. I actually had the opportunities in both of them to make top 10s, and I just could not. The things that were going well for me the last 2 years where you would get that one big bite you wasn't supposed to get in the boat and you'd somehow get him in the boat, that happened the first 2 years. And this year it seems like when I get that one bite that you're not supposed to get, I don't get it.
But it's tough to argue with, you know, a 24th place average or 24th and a half out of two events on the tour.
Yeah, I've been real fortunate. I've found some good fish at both places. At Gunnersville, I was catching them on a rattle trap and a crankbait. And at Table Rock, I was catching them on a crankbait and a jerkbait. And I had one incident at Table Rock the second day. I only had four fish, and I had my fifth keeper on a jerkbait, and he got hung in a tree, and I spent 45 minutes trying to get that fish out of a tree. I mean, I could see him down there. The water's crystal clear. He's like 3 or 4 feet deep, and I'm stabbing at him with the net. And
man.
Trying everything I can to get him unhung. And I finally got the net hung in the tree and ended up having to leave the net and all in the tree.
Oh, that's too bad. Boy. But you look at two finishes like that out of the gate, and you're I think, seventh in the points right now. So you're well on your way to a cup berth and maybe Angler of the Year. Is Angler of the Year something you think about this early in your career?
Yeah, that's what's weighing heavy on my mind right now. Last year I had a chance to win Angler of the Year, and I ended up finishing fifth. I blew it the last day of the last tournament. Mm-hmm. And this year that's really all I'm focusing on, is just trying to get six good finishes where I can have a chance at Angler of the Year, because I've already got the Forest Wood Cup made from the series last year.
Okay,
so really,
that's right.
The only thing I'm trying to do is win Angler.
So when you go into a situation like that, I mean, I know you're a power fisherman. I know you love to run and gun and throw power baits. But are you, in a sense, maybe not looking for the winning bite sometimes, but looking for a good points bite, you know, 25th, 30th place finish? You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm real happy with that, because I've tried to spend more time this year and last year trying to find a group of fish that you can just be consistent with and do good. Because last year, or my first year, my rookie year, my stats, I either did really good or not very good at all.
Mm-hmm.
I was like in the top 10 or somewhere between 80th and 130th. And last year I tried to concentrate more on finding groups of fish that would be more consistent, just where I could definitely get a limit. And it seemed to work pretty good last year, and that's, again, what I'm trying to do this year, because I feel like the way I fish, if I can find somewhere I know I can catch five, I'll do that and then try to hunt a big fish, just hitting specific places where you pull it, make 34 casts, just kind of get on a running gun and do after that.
Sure. Okay. And Brian, one thing I want to finish up on is, or finish up with, is a pretty neat story, and that's you have a new soft bait sponsor, and that's Damiki Baits, which I know a lot of folks listening right now have never heard of. Can you tell us how that came about and what they're all about?
Yeah, they have some really great baits. They make a soft, like stick type bait called a stinger and a hot dog, and the hot dog's a big 6-inch like stick soft plastic bait. And it's real big around. It's about as big around as your thumb. And they're so soft and have so much action. It's just amazing. I really like them a lot. And they have a real good crankbait, the DC-200 and DC-100. The 100 will run 5-6 foot deep, and the 200 will get down about 8 or 9 feet deep. Mm-hmm. But what I'm the most impressed with them with is their rods. They have a rod line called the Dark Angel, and it's just an amazing rod.
And where are they out of?
They're based out of Korea, I believe, and they have an office in California. They're new to the U.S., just got on, I think, this year.
Okay. And are you their only tour-level fisherman right now?
As far as I know right now, yes, I am.
Yeah, how'd you get hooked up with them?
Actually, the guy that's doing the marketing part for the U.S. named Rodney Scott. He just called me out of the blue one day and said, "Hey, we're a new company trying to get started. We'd like to get on board with us." And he sent me some of their sample stuff, and I liked it a whole lot, and I told him I'd love to.
Well, that's fantastic, Brian. Good to see some new companies coming in and you getting some deals. You certainly deserve it. And I want to thank you for joining us today, and best of luck. What's your next event? Is it Norman, or are you fishing the series?
No, I'm not fishing the series. I have a PAA tournament at Neely Henry.
Okay.
In 2 weeks, and then we'll have Norman toward the end of April for the tour tournament.
Yeah, how are you thinking about Norman? Is that going to be a crankbait bite, or?
It should be bedding fish.
Yeah.
My plan is to take the little 4-inch Damiki stinger and wacky rig it. Should be real fun doing that.
All right, man. Well, good luck there, and good luck on your Angler of the Year quest. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Bass Fan Radio.